Joining us on the phone on Static this evening, it's great to have someone with an album coming out tomorrow, Sarah Mary Chadwick from Melbourne. How's things?
I'm well, thank you, Becca. How are you going?
I'm real good, and it's nice to have you dropping another record again so soon, Sarah. It's less than a year since the last album, Sugar Melts in the Rain. I mean, you've always been very efficient, but still.
I think because of that project for the Town Hall, it was kind of like, I think, to be honest, one of the reasons why they asked me to do it was because they knew that I could kind of turn stuff around quite quickly, and I think they wanted to get it in before the end of the financial year.
Oh, really? So okay.
Like, yeah, so like, who can do something in 3 months? And I think I was the person that came to mind, which worked really well for me.
So you were working to their fiscal calendar?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like, to be honest, because I always do stuff by myself, I really don't mind working to any kind of brief because I feel like it's almost in lieu of bandmates sometimes.
Did this commission come out of the blue, Sarah?
So Miles Brown is the person that curates the space. I think I actually was wrapping up on that Sugar album and then just got a call from Miles asking if I'd be interested to do that, and because I had heaps of time, I was more than keen to do it.
So for people who don't know, the brief was you had to make this album on Melbourne Town Hall's 147-year-old grand organ. So how do you acquaint yourself with an instrument like that, Sarah? Did you have to go in and size it up first?
Well, look, I was very confident going into it. But like I said, like, I like working to a brief, and also normally I'll buy like a different keyboard or acquire a different something rather just to kind of make it sound a little bit different. But then he got me in to have a look at it, and it was a little bit more daunting than what I thought. Like, I think they were developed for when it got too expensive to have orchestras in church and stuff, so kind of like everything is kind of like mastered like a different era of this huge room, and as though you're kind of conducting an actual orchestra in real life.
Yeah, right. So instead of acquiring a small piece of new equipment for this new album, you just acquired something that's four stories high and takes up more floor space than five average homes.
Totally. And also, like, I was very aware of the fact I know what my strengths are, and they're kind of like, I guess, like, songwriting and lyrics. Like, I've never professed to be much of, like, a musician, so to speak. But then I was very aware, as soon as I sat down and I was like, this thing is pretty fucking big, and it will either make me its bitch or I have to make it my bitch, otherwise I'm going to end up looking really stupid right now. As I kind of had to like play around, hit with the dynamic and like give myself a lot of space, and also like because it's all acoustic, so obviously my vocal will be mic'd up, but then the actual instrument itself is just all in the room, so you couldn't really, you know, you kind of had to balance that out a lot. Yeah, it was a lot more than what I had kind of anticipated.
So where it sounds pretty powerful and almost foghorny, Sarah, did you find yourself at the start almost needing to shout to be heard above it?
No, I kind of played around. Like, generally I tend to go towards quite dead sounds, like even on like my own organ and like previous things I've done, I'll always use a real dead kind of dampened sounding ones. I kind of played around with that. But then the tendency with that organ is there's like, so I think it's been refurbished twice, but then there's like a setting on it that you can go back to the original setting from when it was first built, kind of thing, like almost like as a novelty setting or whatever. And that's basically like everything being full tilt, the loudest it can possibly be. And obviously the tendency is that you want to fuck with that as much as you can because it's so overwhelming. And so I guess just trying to play with the dynamic. You don't want to do that all the time, if that makes sense, because otherwise it would be really fatiguing.
And so did it bring out the drama in your songs, Sarah? Did it sort of give you the opportunity with your music to write in a different way than you would have for any other record of yours?
I've always said this. I always go for quantity, not quality. And so then just Cull. And so it was a bit of a different constraint in that I had such a short amount of time that I didn't really have room to write. So I had to kind of like just write and not, like, I don't ordinarily have a lot of critical faculties in terms of the quality of my work, but I definitely had to like not think about that at all and just go with what was happening pretty much and just turn off all my brain and just be like, well, that's what's coming out, that's what it's going to be.
Well, almost living in the moment, Sarah, which is what a song like Make Plans examines, you know, the downside of living in the moment.
Well, yeah, I guess it was, well, I kind of, to be honest, I hated all of them as I was doing them. Like, I'd write them, I'd record them on my phone as I was doing them, and I was like, this is all dross, like, I don't think any of this is any good. And only in retrospect, I look back and I'm like, oh, there's actually like kind of moments in there that I like. You know, I like the songs and I like the lyrics and I like the content. But yeah, I didn't have any time really, which is good. I think it works well for everyone, but I think it especially works well for me to not really have time to second guess anything and, you know, kind of just trust your instinct. And yeah, like I've never really tended to rework stuff. Like, I'd be more inclined to write something else. If a song didn't achieve something, I'd be more inclined to write a new song that achieved it, as opposed to reworking an existing song, if that makes sense. So that kind of process of like being quite immediate and like not editing or not reworking stuff is quite familiar to me, but it was definitely like that kind of in the extreme, which was about hectic at the time, but I think it came good at the end.
Did the organ also inform the sounds in other ways, Sarah? I mean, there's such a history of holy music with an instrument like that. Did it make you more reverent, or did it make you want to pervert that in any way? Because there is this song on the album called I Just Came to Pray, which, you know, says I brought my rosary. So I'd like to think that that song surely was written while you were in this room with this holiest of instruments.
Well, it kind of, because I was brought up quite Catholic, and so there's definitely like a sense of kind of returning to themes and the idea of prayers and things like that. I'm not sure what your background is, but anyone that has been brought up in any way Catholic, you know, like it's all about the ritual, and you know, like you recite the words, that kind of thing. When you're a kid and you go to church, like you don't really think about it, you just go to church, just sit there. And that was a little bit of, yeah, also just kind of being aware of wanting to make it my own a little bit and not be too much of a slave to how demanding of an instrument it is.
So you owned it in the end. No big epiphanies after dealing with this instrument for the record?
I definitely feel more confident that I can apply the small handful of skills that I have. I feel more confident that I can apply them to different things, as opposed to just like being at home in my room. It kind of expanded the scope of what I feel like I can do now.
Fixing church organs is probably a dying profession, Sarah, but I'd like to think that if anyone needs one worked on, you can be the person they call as well now.
Well, yeah, well, I think that's kind of, from what I can gather from talking to Miles, I think that's kind of why they wanted to get these kind of projects happening on that instrument specifically, because I think it tends to be either students that get taken into the town hall as almost like a field trip way to play on it, or elderly people who are in the tradition of, you know, practicing and that kind of thing. And I think they wanted to kind of contemporize in a way of having, you know, not just either children or oldies playing it, and kind of make it a little bit more relevant. Because it really blew my mind. Like, I didn't anticipate how much the actual instrument itself would make such a huge impression on me, just purely in how crazily designed it is. It was really impressive, and like, I'm kind of having a bit of withdrawal now. Like, I don't know when I'll get to play it again.
I thought they might have given you the keys to go and check on it late at night every now and then.
Well, I did. I got 24-hour access when I was rehearsing for it, but it was too scary. Like, there was something when I was, and it was like just a little light up on the organ, so it's like the actual organ itself. So on the performance, they have like a portable console that they brought down to the floor. But then when I was rehearsing, I was sitting up on the mezzanine, like Phantom of the Opera kind of style. Like, but it was just literally too scary. Like, I couldn't be there. So I kind of limited it to the daytime. But yeah, like, they definitely gave me access when I needed it. But sure, I could probably hassle Miles to have a couple of plays on it if I really wanted.
Everything after this is going to be a letdown, Sarah. I'm wondering how you're possibly going to tour this record. Do you need to seek out grand organs around Australia to play them?
Well, I know. Even like, obviously that was like quite big in terms of the scope of like a performance that I would do generally. More varied people went to that performance than what normally would go to a gig that I would play at a place in Melbourne or whatever. And part of me is like, if people come to an actual concert, they're like, this is nothing compared to that one.
Seek out more school children and oldies to come to your shows.
Yeah, just more oldies, I reckon. Take all the money.
Well, for now, we might have a listen to make plans off of the album. It was great to get you on the phone this evening, and look forward to seeing you, yeah, in churches all around Australia when you can make it happen, Sarah.
Thank you very much, Wiggy. Really nice to talk to you.
This is Sarah Mary Chadwick on Static. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
We never made any plans, did we?